I'm John McKay's manager, Alan Dowson, after this afternoon's 5-0 win over Burgess Hill. Alan, how pleasing is it to finish the season like that?
Yeah, I'm very pleased, and it was nice to have a clean sheet. And Luke Gerrard's got to have credit, he shouldn't have played it there. He's got a bad knee injury, and he has done without mourning. And I thought the back four defended him very well, to be honest. And it was lovely to see you know, have a youngster score, you know, like Summers and Francis and young Chinny again, like, you know. And I'm delighted for them, like, you know.
Thank you.
Was it even more pleasing given the team selection? There was a few kids thrown in today.
Well, I'm delighted for them. It's good for the, our boys club section as well, where we're trying to build a football club, a proper football club, which, you know, we'll build for the future. And when young lads come in, and, you know, Ross Chalk today coming on, absolutely fantastic. And I'm delighted for them. And the young lads I've just mentioned, yeah, it is very pleasing. And it is for the future. But I thought the older heads steadied them. You know, I thought Speeder and Tommy were acting at the back. And, you know, we needed a bit of a blend, and I thought the blend went very well today, you know.
Also, as well as the youngsters, there's a few players who are on the fringes of the first team. Glenn Boosie came on and made a real positive impact. He made one for David Chin and scored one himself.
He did, done very well. I'm delighted for Glenn. I would love Glenn to be in the team, I really would. I think he's a cracking lad, a good laugh, great for banter in the dressing room. And hopefully you get yourself fit in the summer. And I've told him if you get yourself fit, you'll have a chance, you know. He says he's not fit and he hasn't played many games and he's got to have a good pre-season.
Do you think a performance like that has been coming, given our performances the last few weeks? Was it time we gave someone a hammering?
I think so, it is. And I said before the game I wanted to go out in a bit of style. And again, for the supporters as well, like, you know, it's important that we do well for them. And I didn't want it to just be the end of the season game. I think we might have went to 12th, I don't know. But at the same time, we're the 12th best team in the league. The table never lies. And we just got to do something about that. And like I say, get the fitness levels up and get one or two more players in. And I don't think we're too far off, I don't think.
You mentioned we finished comfortably mid-table there, compared to where we were when you first took over. Do you sit back tonight, look at the league table and think, yeah, job well done?
Yeah, I've got to give credit to players. Players have done it. We guide them, Harmsy, who does a great job for Martin Taylor. We guide them. Adrian Blake's got to have a mention there as well. The players do it, and I've got to give credit to players. If something's managers, give it a big one, but I'm not into all that. I'd rather players get the credit. And when credit's due, it's every salted deer, and we've got well dismissed what we were in.
As the manager, have you noticed a change in the mood generally around the club since you arrived? There seems to be a lot more positive mood, positive feeling around the club at the moment.
I think so. I think it's a great club, and it's a great club to manage, and I would like to do very well. And you know, it's a smashing club with smashing supporters. I've got to have a lot of time for the two blokes who are in charge, Mark and Malcolm. I think they're good guys, very positive, want to take the club forward. So I think as a whole, it just needs a little bit of tweaking and get everybody together and build a club together. And that's what I'm here to do, and that's what I'll be trying to do.
What do you think, realistically, our aims are for this time next year?
I've got, you know, to be honest, like everybody else, I don't go around saying we're going to win this, we're going to win that, but we'd be going to try to win the league, and that's as simple as that. And I can't see it anymore. Put pressure on myself, I suppose, but I'm not saying we're going to win it, but that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah. Since you took over, you've done very well, guided us to mid-table when we were on the brink of relegation. It went really well for you today. It didn't go quite so well for you last night, did it?
I thought that might come up, you cheeky bugger, and especially you, giving it a big in, calling me all sorts, Geordie this, Geordie that, and I've got a bit of stick off the supporters and all, so I'm just going to go in the bar now and knock a couple out, and we'll be alright, it'll be a happier club after that.
But it was good last night, and nights like last night, does that help bring everyone together?
I want to do it because I wanted to show the supporters respect, because you know, they've come to all the games, an absolutely fantastic bunch, including yourself, who works very, very hard for the club. And I just want to put a bit of respect back to them, so I think the players do care about them and we do care. And we'll have nights like that, and I hope we'll have a few more that we'll get together as a club. And it's the only way you build a club up, you know, from top to bottom, saying this, the only way we can't build a football club, I can't if I haven't got supporters and I haven't got them on our side. And I think we have been fantastic. And yes, I know I was laughing joking on that. It was a great night last night, and I didn't think you deserved to win, to be honest. And I thought it was some bad refereeing, to tell you the truth, but it was a good night. I'm delighted that it went all right.
And just as we're at the last game of the season, just on the record, take the opportunity to thank you very much, yourself, Mark and Martin, everyone who's spoken to us, on behalf of myself and all the Cadesworth listeners, for giving up your time after every game, win, lose or draw. It's very much appreciated.
No, great set of guys. Now, hopefully this time next year we'll have something to celebrate.